my star system boxing. They removed the laser generator.
That makes sense. You get rid of the laser generators and you're unarmed.
You're wasting your eyes. You ought to help the coloring. You just get the enforcers in power.
Commander, we must assume a Cylon has captured or killed Lieutenant Starbuck.
Cylon! You see, I told you he's a Cylon spy.
If I am, I'm in big trouble.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
Cadet on his first orbit.
I'm not nervous. I don't even know what to be nervous about.
We're leaving my star system, Boxy. When we get to this asteroid dust field, it'll be a whole new galaxy. One no human in this fleet has ever seen before.
Commander.
Yes.
Hush up, Muffet. Just a bunch of old stars.
Apollo, perhaps Boxy should take the helm. He has a singular sense of perspective.
Can I?
No, you cannot. You are sentons into your sleep period.
Commander?
Now, you keep me out of this, young man. I may be the commander of the fleet, but he's your father.
Thank you.
Next time we'll have to stay, maybe we could stay up. Come on, Muffet.
Did I ever like that?
Worse.
Initial sensor readings are negative on any signs of life in the first quadrant of this galaxy, sir.
Well, as soon as the rest of the fleet has cleared the asteroid dust, concentrate all sensors forward to increase our range.
Yes, sir.
Apollo, who's our volunteer?
Starbuck.
Starbuck?
Starbuck? A volunteer?
I don't think it was his sense of duty. Father's idea to reopen the dining lounge and the rising star to give our people an evening to look forward to was brilliant. Only the waiting list is nearly a yarn long, but the first pilot to fly the new Recon Viper goes to the head of the list.
Now, let's not deprecate Starbuck volunteering for what could be a long and dangerous mission.
Oh, no, sir.
What's Starbuck's status?
He's due on the rising star at any moment.
Well, let's hope we don't have to move him to red before he's had something to eat.
Well, Starbuck did ask me to dinner tonight, but, I do have this duty. I guess he'll have to eat alone.
Well, perhaps this once we can make an exception, You go ahead and join them. I'll handle this with Colonel Carr.
I sailed the Rising Star hundreds of times. This reminds me of the old days.
Before the war.
Yeah, look, it may be a while before I get another chance to come back here for dinner. Big mission coming up. You wouldn't happen to have a private dining room?
Lieutenant, private rooms are reserved. 60 and 70 centauries in advance. Well, one can always make arrangements for a warrior on his last night.
I don't like the way he said that.
Starbuck, what's this about a mission?
It's just a routine recon flight, but don't tell him.
Well, that's you, Lieutenant.
Perfect. And a bottle of your finest ambrosia.
Ambrosia's as rare as Tylinium. I'll see what I can do, sir.
Starbuck. It's all so beautiful. You know, most men don't treat a med technician like that.
I think of you only as a woman. Very rare and beautiful woman.
I'll try to live up to that image. Be back in the same time.
Commander, the long-range scanner indicates possible life form. Quadrant Alpha 6. Request probe concentration.
Concentration's approved.
Silence?
Impossible to tell. Prepare Recon Viper 1.
Yes, sir. Concentrated probe indicates definite life signs.
Athena.
I managed to get off work after all. I just didn't want you to be alone on this last night before. You are alone, aren't you?
Well, not any longer.
Sir?
Listen, you don't happen to have a room with a better view? This is a sanitation ship right off our beat. Not exactly appetizing scenery.
A sanitation ship? Where?
It must have drifted back. I think there's a first orbit cadet at the controls. Get me another room.
Yes, sir. I quite understand.
Good.
Follow me.
Athena? Asteroid concentration, binary star system. Alpha 6, Mark 775.
Let's move in the hex area of our course, Commander.
Yes. Well, I hope Lieutenant Starbuck has had time to finish his dinner.
Starbuck, these mushies are just heaven, man.
No thanks.
Too bad we can't have any fresh protein with them.
Yep. I'll see what I can do.
Just find the waiter.
That's too slow. I'll leave you back in a flash.
What happened?
We're all out of mushies. It's starting.
I don't mind the protein. It's fine.
This stuff's only a yarn old.
Well, I think it has the right effect.
So I see.
Lieutenant Starbuck, report to Battlestar Galactica, flight deck blue. Lieutenant Starbuck, report to Battlestar Galactica, flight deck blue. Priority red.
Oh, Starbuck.
Duty calls, love. Duty calls, love.
I'm going with you.
No, you're not.
Look, this dinner is costing me every cubit I've got. One of us is going to enjoy it. Don't move. I want to remember you just as you are. Beautiful against the stars. For cubits where I'm going.
Thank you, sir. And may I say I admire the lieutenant's daring.
Well, it's just another mission.
Oh, no, sir. I'm referring to the two young ladies. Very pre-war.
We look just precious. Commander's orders. In case I have to land. Don't want everyone to know I'm a colonial warrior.
Well, Starbuck, you never look like a warrior. Enjoy your dinner?
Well, let's just say I'm looking forward to a few centaurs in space. Alone. Give me a fast ship and a fair galaxy.
Fast ship you have. The engineers have doubled their range and speed. They even installed a voice-activated computer that can outfly anything the Cylon Silver did.
Hot Violet doesn't need all that electronic Helga card.
After launch, switch on your short-range marker beacon so we can track you. Other than that, no transmissions unless absolutely necessary, and then only in short full scrambled code. We don't want the cell on tracing your broadcast being back to us. And, Starbuck, you should make cell on contact and they should spot you.
I know. It's a one-way voyage. Can't have them tracking me back to the fleet. Twice as fast, huh?
You'll love her. They put a second pulse generator on all engines.
Doesn't look any bigger.
She's not.
You can't add that much weight without getting rid of something.
They removed the laser generator.
Oh.
Transferring launch control to Recon Viper 1. Launch when ready.
That makes sense. Get rid of the laser generators and, you're unarmed.
Wish we were with them.
Yeah, so do I.
Short range beacon on and functioning. Recon Viper 1 indicating light speed and accelerating.
Okay, baby, let's see what you can do.
Reported by the Galactica's rather limited scanner.
Do I detect a bit of jealousy?
Quiet, please. I'm scanning.
Excuse me.
I have two unidentified sublight vehicles bearing Omega-1 Alpha 6. Shall we investigate?
What do we do if they're Cylons? Wave?
We have enough speed to outrun anything in the universe. Hang on. Slowing to sublight speed. We don't want to barge in until we know what they are.
who they are.
Excuse me. I'm putting them on the screen. Visual contact is 0.15 centaun.
They're ancient.
This Millennium Shuttle and fighter craft. Origin unknown, but probably not Cylon. Feel better, honey.
No, I don't like to see any unarmed craft being chased by a fighter.
Not this time, Robert.
May I suggest a high-speed flyby kicking in our second booster within 50 metrons? Our back one, not him, and scare the poses out of him.
Release control.
Away when you kicked in the booster.
It worked, didn't it?
Rather sloppily.
Listen, Gore, let's get...
The fighter is disengaging and turning for asteroid 0.71 hectares distance. Shuttlecraft has been damaged and is landing on asteroid directly ahead. What shall we do?
Follow the shuttle.
May I land her, or do I have to go through a bouncer?
Just give me the vector.
Vectors displayed. Please, try not to jar my chips.
I thought you were the pirate that was chasing me. They're probably from the photo system, and let me tell you, there's some very nasty beggars there. I don't know what made me think I could cross this asteroid belt anyway.
I said drop it.
I don't blame you for being cautious. I'm just a shuttle driver with a load of agro parts for the farmers on Croton.
Croton? What's that? What settlement?
It's a very small, a very primitive settlement that's never seen the likes of that beauty you're flying there. Now, you're not from this system, are you?
I'll ask the question.
Yeah, I know you will. I just like to know where I stand. Are you a pirate or a marauder? You want to check my cargo? Go right ahead.
It's not worth much.
Think I will. Agro parts for some farmer on Croton?
Aye, and that too.
This is Ambrosa. Must be more than 50 yarn old.
500, to be exact.
500? That's impossible. There hasn't been any of this around the star system since, during the war.
What star system was that, lad?
Where'd you get this? Can't be real. You a bootlegger?
Try it.
I will. Well, that's holy.
I got a lot more where that came from, you know. If you'd be willing to keep your mouth shut, I'd be glad to share my find with you.
This is worth a fortune. How much of this stuff is there?
A lot more than you or I could haul out of here. But that ship just doesn't look like it was made for cargo. It looks like it was made for... Now, wait a minute. You're not a pirate, are you? You're not going to kill me, are you?
Well, I didn't mean to frighten you. I'm a little wary of pirates myself.
I don't blame you.
How many of those guys do you figure there are in this area?
This is a pretty rough sector, you know. Dozens of asteroids around where they can hide and come out and attack an unsuspecting ship. You wouldn't be an advanced scout for some sort of convoy, would you?
No. This would be a very bad place to bring an unarmed ship.
That it would.
Tell me, what kind of range do you figure those pirates have?
I don't really know. I'm sorry, lad. But that beauty you're flying is the answer to all my dreams.
Commander, short-range beacon indicates Recon Viper 1 climbing back into orbit.
Maintain tracking. He may be onto something.
Finally decided to turn me back on. Shall I scan for that fire?
Negative.
Identify.
Are you capable of flying this ship?
Affirmative. Identify.
All right, then control is yours. Assume course to asteroid mass 1.0775, bearing Delta 7.
Computed. Where's Starbuck?
Prepare to transmit intergalactic transmitter range.
Displayed. What happened to Starbuck?
Stand by to transmit.
Commander, long-range transmission has been sent by Recon Viper 1.
You sure it's long range?
Narrow beam. It's some sort of code, but not scrambled.
What's that fool doing?
Perhaps his short pulse transmitter is inoperative.
Possible, Father. But why an unknown code? And unscrambled.
I suggest we check the Cylon code, sir.
Do it.
We are picking up a transmission in a strange code.
Launch fighters to investigate.
By your command.
No response to known Cylon code patterns.
Commander, we must assume a Cylon has captured or killed Lieutenant Starbuck and now has command of Recon Viper 1. That transmission is being beamed directly at our old home galaxy. If it's not a message to the Cylons, it's a beacon directing them here. That transmission must be stopped.
Have it, my son.
We are to seek out and destroy Recon Viper 1. Can't we at least try to establish communication first? Negative. If that Recon Viper kicks in those pulse generators, it'll leave us eating ion vapors. Captain, Starbuck, probably dead, Boomer.
Transferring launch control to Viper fighters. Launch when ready.
Thank you.
Starbucks. Privateer.
Cyrenus Galaxy?
A little misunderstanding.
Easy. I just want to offer you guys a little drink. Look. You got me mixed up with another guy. And he took my ship and left me with his worthless load of agro parts. Maybe we can make a deal.
A long-range sensor. Stop.
Still picking up the short-range marker beacon. It's a steady display coinciding with that asteroid, bearing Omega 7-5 relative.
Well, let's hope he stays there till we get there.
And then?
Carry out our mission.
What's happening? What is this place?
Forger 7 around the corner there. Vessler 10 down the block there. And Adultus 58, I see you've already met. And our children, of course.
What kind of offense is Starbucking? It sounds interesting.
It's not an offense. It's a name.
They're one and the same, boy.
I wonder if our original sinners were as ignorant as this one.
Original sinners?
Yes, our ancestors. The ones that were first sentenced here.
You're in prison here for crimes committed by your ancestors?
Well, at least we're not an original sinner like you.
Come on now. What is Starbucking? You can tell us.
It's a name. Yeah, I'm just a privateer from another galaxy.
Tell me, lad. Any news about the war?
The war?
Yes. Between the colonies and the Alliance. You know, we supply Ambrosia for the colonial warriors.
You what?
We may be prisoners, but we're as patriotic as any colony.
We used to supply munitions and Ambrosia for the war effort. When the munitions ran out, we just kept on making the only thing we could, Ambrosia. And we've been making it for 700 yarns.
Death to the Cylons!
Death to the Cylons!
For me?
Yes.
This mate, please cover long span. Alpha modes were sent on.
Thank you.
Come here. Starbuck is on a long range patrol. We are receiving intermittent transmissions in a code we can't decipher from his recon Viper. Therefore, we can only assume that he is no longer in command. He may be lost or dead. In any case, we sent out a patrol to destroy his ship. And even if he's still alive, that ship can't get back. I just thought you should know. Take looking back to scanner. Athena, thank you. Father, long-range transmissions from Recon Viper 1 resuming. Same frequency and direction.
Follows patrol status.
They should reach their site in 3 centons.
We've tried every known military code. We can't break it. Veterinarian merchant code. What? My father, he was a merchant. I used to transmit for him. Veterinarian merchant code, or it sure looks like one.
A merchant code.
And the strength of that signal, we're practically on top of them. Activating attack computer.
Activating attack computer.
Coordinates to
Ares. Countermand the destruct orders.
Earth Squadron Patrol, disengage your attack.
Pull up. The Galactic is countermanding the attack.
Pulling up.
Boomer, he's landing. Go back and investigate.
Must be a human who doesn't know that Ares is in Cylon hands. Have Apollo investigate with caution.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to stop that transmission. Thank you for your help.
Well, he just saved some Ares' life. And maybe Starbucks. Let's hope so. Of course, it won't change anything when he gets back. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Looks deserted. Only one way to find out.
Anything out sitting here?
My turn.
Been hanging around Starbucks too long. Took out of good quarters.
Thanks.
Sure, that's not Starbucks.
Then, ready? Go. There he goes. Don't shoot. He's human.
Apollo! There's a woman and child here!
Do what you want with me, but don't hurt my wife and child. I'm begging you.
Your father taught me the merchant code, like his father taught him. You see, our original sinner was an Aryan robber.
These enforcers, their ancestors were the original guards?
In a strange sort of way, those swine are as trapped as we are. Why didn't you make for Ares when you escaped from prison?
I didn't have a ship capable of reaching Ares.
So you stole Starbuck's Viper?
He did it for Tanya, so he did. We couldn't stand seeing her raised in that prison.
I think I would have done the same.
Long-range scanners indicate three Cylon fighters emerging from the asteroid dust cloud from our wake.
Omega, transfer long-range scanners to my console, please.
Transferring, Commander.
They don't appear to be following us. They're on a vector for the asteroid where Recon Viper 1 landed. And Apollo's patrol.
They must be scanning a narrow beam. They'd have picked us up by now. Colonel? Bring the fleet to flank speed and set a new course and put as much space as possible between ourselves and those fighters.
Commander, Apollo's patrol won't know where to find us.
Set the course, please.
Yes, sir.
And what are you doing up at this time of night, young man?
I don't sleep too good when my father isn't on board. When is he coming back?
Well, you know your father's away on a very, very important mission. Maybe a little while yet.
But I miss him, and so does Muffet. Don't you, Muffet?
Yes, I'm sure you do miss him.
Do you miss him?
Yes, very much. You know, when your father was as old as you are now, sometimes when he couldn't sleep, he'd come into my room and climb into bed with me. And I'd tell him stories. Would you like me to tell you a story?
Yeah. Tell me a story about Earth.
Oh, about Earth. All right. Now, Earth is a beautiful blue-white planet.
Take your bottle, bootlegger.
Name's Starbuck. From now on, your name is Bootlegger 137.
Put that on. And you'd better learn not to argue with an enforcer. Now take that bottle.
Go back! Go back! Who did I kill?
Close that door! That's an order!
You want to enforce it?
Are all the cell doors unlocked?
They haven't worked in generations.
Then come out.
No, we can't.
Oh, no.
We are prisoners.
Our fathers were prisoners. Our mothers were prisoners. This is the way of the universe.
Belgicar, you have rights. Freedom, you're a human being. Look, if you want to spend the rest of your lives in an Ambrosia stupor, that's fine. But what about your children?
But they were contributors. We have making Ambrosia for the colonial warriors.
All the Ambrosia ever made here is still aging out there in the loading dock. The colonies long ago forgot these penal asteroids even exist. They probably thought they were lost early in the war.
He lies.
Then tell us the last time a colonial freighter docked here.
Silence him.
You're wasting your lives. You ever help the colony? You just get the enforcers in power.
You Daggett.
Fatter yourself, it's ordinary Phoenix.
Is what he says true?
He's a dirty lying bootlegger.
I am a colonial warrior.
So us the loading dock, Prode.
By God, lad, you know, I never thought in my lifetime I'd smell the sweet smell of air.
And freedom.
So, how much ambrosia do you figure is out here?
The labor of a thousand lifetimes.
I'm in big trouble. Those are colonial vipers.
Apollo! Starbuck! Apollo! This asteroid is piled high with ambrosia. Thousands, millions of crates of it. Some of it aging a millennium.
I give up. I just give up.
No, you don't understand.
We're rich. I'll put that on your death stone.
My death stone?
We can't raise the Galactica. You must have altered course.
Properly, old
son. We thought we'd never wake up. Will you?
You.
I want to talk to you.
Hey, okay, that can wait. Our senses picked up solid fighters as we were landing.
Back to the silos!
Robert, get those people to cover. Back in the block. Let's move.
Back
in
the
block. Come on. They'll have to fly the Recon Viper.
She doesn't have lasers.
But she's fast.
Before they fire.
Anything you say, honey. Hang on.
Got them occupied. Let's go.
Here they come again.
We did it.
Of course we didn't. The Cylon fighter could match my pull-up. It crashed directly into the structures 2.7 metrons east of the castle. I'm scanning a regular inferno down there. Evidently, these structures contained highly volatile fluids.
Oh, frack. There goes my fortune.
Commander, long-range scan indicates ships approaching.
Quadrant Omega, Alpha 6. Lead ship identification coming through.
Recon Viper 1.
Certain.
Positive. We're receiving the marker beacon. He's leading two Vipers and a shuttlecraft. It's Starbuck and Apollo's patrol.
Well, Colonel, inform Boxy his father's coming home. With pleasure, sir.
A good many voyagers who are complaining rather vociferously about the quality of our umbrella. And Boxy has something for his father. He worked very hard at that.
What a beautiful map. Look at that.
Yes, you did a good job here.
Are you going to be an astro-navigator?
Nope. A Viper pilot like my father.
Yeah, that's really very good, Boxy. But this is a blue planet. It's out of orbit. It belongs here.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I saw it somewhere or... No, I got it. That cell I was in was covered with pictures and charts. This system was one of them.
The silent one. It's a prisoner. My father told me about years ago. The forces found him drifting in space. He never said a word. He just spent all his time drawing those pictures. Why is it important?
Well, the solar system that I taught Boxy to draw was something that I'd remember from our ancient legends. The solar system that contained the planet Earth.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.